kings, queens, and everything's in between. So you look better with your cheeks. Don't remove them. Welcome back to another episode of the Peasant Party Podcast. Your favorite person is in studio. This is another sister episode today. I think it's been a minute since we've had one of these, just the two of us.
I think about 3 weeks.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I did a lot of like episodes that I recorded within the span of 2 weeks, and I've had a little bit of a hiatus. Is it hiatus or hiatus? I don't know. But yeah, now I'm back in studio. I feel like it's been since it's been a second, I feel like I'm a little rusty, but that's why we have a margarita. So we're going to have margaritas over this episode by Mission Craft Cocktails. They make a bottled cocktail that is crafted with 100% agave tequila and orange liqueur with lime. At home, I have a Cosmopolitan, and then I believe it is a Old Fashioned or a Manhattan, something like that. They make good drinks from what I've tried with the Cosmo. So we're going to try the margarita today. So yay. Let's go, Mission Craft Cocktails.
Nice. Yours.
Want to tell us how you've been while I pour your margarita?
Sure. I have been so good. Thank you so much. I'm pretty much getting married. So yeah, I met this guy like 3 weeks ago, and I'm pretty much getting married to him. So,
well, I got a wedding dress for you.
Oh yeah, you did. They don't fit.
There's this company that keeps sending me wedding dresses on TikTok Shop.
They don't fit.
They sent one dress that was like a bodycon dress in white, and I was like, I think they sent it. And they sent more.
They keep sending them. How many times can a bitch get married?
I've gotten, yeah, I know. But if anyone wants to elope and you're a size small or medium, I like this. Their sizing is not consistent. But I've been receiving some wedding dresses.
Well, perfect. I'll wear a TikTok Shop wedding dress for my wedding in the backyard. Yes. That sounds great. Thank
you. Well, how'd you meet this gentleman?
So that's the thing. I didn't meet him online, which is crazy because I think like dating in the last year, it's almost like exclusively I'm meeting people online. Like I had kind of just resigned to the fact that like, yeah, I guess dating is just like Hinge. You're just gonna have to. You're just gonna have to suck it up and go out and meet someone and hope for the best. But no, I actually met him. My friend Malin was staying with me, and we went to the bar across the street from my apartment. She's like, oh, a couple of my friends are going to come. And they were taking forever, weren't showing up. One of them comes in. I meet him. He's super nice. And I'm just chilling there at the bar. And then the other one walks in. Mm. And I was like, fuck. That's the hottest guy I've seen in my entire life.
Did you walk up to him or did he walk up to you?
He walked up to us because I was with Malin. So he like came up. But I was just like, oh, God. Oh, my God. I was freaking out. But it was like instantaneous. I'm so serious. I have never felt this before in my life.
Dumb.
Terrifying. No. Ew, what the fuck? Having a crush is like the most traumatic thing. I hate it. But I was like, you want to go outside and like hang out and like talk? So we went outside and we chatted for a long time, and we've pretty much hung out every single day since then.
Are you hanging out with him tonight?
Oh, yeah. We're watching the season finale of Love is Blind.
Oh, how
my friends.
Fun.
Girly pop. I mean, some Chianti. I'm going to cook.
Oh,
like I'm damn. Full married. Cooking. I am wedded. Okay. I'm a married woman.
Nice. I love that.
Thank you. I'm so excited. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sipping. Oh, yeah. I just got my nails done, by the way. I asked him, what color should I get for my nails? And he said orange. Yep. Orange nails. I had to come up with something that would look cute. And I think I did. So
you did.
Yeah. Little did. French tips, little orange
French
tips. I guess
that's where the what's your favorite color question came in handy. But it's not a good first date question. It's a stupid.
Actually, wait, that's so funny because that was like literally one of the first things that we talked about. He walked up and he was wearing like a green sweatshirt. And I was like, what color would you say that is? And he was like, green. I was like, wrong. Try again. Be more specific. What color is that?
Okay, well, that's what color is that? That's not what's your favorite.
Well, and then we started talking about our favorite colors.
Okay, well, you know what? I'm wrong sometimes.
If you're an artist, it's an interesting question.
That's fair.
If you're just like, if you're just bozo, like, what's your favorite color? Yellow. Like, no, babe. Yellow. Be descriptive.
Exactly.
Anyway, how are you?
I'm pretty good. It's also really warm outside. If you notice the shorts, it is about South by Southwest about to start.
Yep.
I have no plans for it. Nobody's invited me to anything. I'm going to actually put this out as a plea. I'll do a clip.
My birthday's Monday.
I know. Happy birthday.
Thank you. We should do something for South by Southwesty.
As we should. Yeah, we should. But yeah, if you are a company that has cool things going on, we are So available. Celebrity influencers.
We are very available.
Yeah, we are and very available.
So fun.
Give us free stuff.
Take we will come. Services.
We you will can stir
come
the
if
pot.
If you're a celebrity, come on this podcast. We're great hosts.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Give us all the free stuff.
Listen, are you the type... Okay, tell me this. Are you the type of person that can walk into an event confidently and get away with it? Like,
yes.
I'm not. Well, I wish I was. I've had friends that can do it that are just like, move. And they can just get
that
into
is
anything.
The one trick.
Bro,
like,
my
thing
poker
I've
face
done right
sucks.
In this life. Like, if someone's like, oh, 10 years of experience, I'll be like, yeah, I took a marketing. I'm like, I'll apply. Like, I'm not.
You are good at that, huh?
Or just like, oh, yeah, you just get standing like, oops, I didn't know. Like, play dumb at. Play dumb.
Oh.
It works. I have a dumb face and it works.
I don't know what it. I can't put it on. I like. Something about my energy. People are like, you there, halt.
That's the one of, I'm not good at a lot of things. That's one of the few things I am good at.
Damn.
Yeah.
I wish I could.
It works. How do you feel about these margaritas?
I am going to have another one. So
please do. Right. There's plenty left. But yeah, I want to actually kind of pivot into, as we always do, dating news. What's viral? And I wish this video was still up. It was up yesterday, but it looks like the original creator took it down. But there is a viral video on TikTok that is getting a lot of stitches. It's basically a creator. Her name is Caitlin Elizabeth. She, I believe, is a woman in her early 30s. She is herself single, never married. Does a lot of like corporate girly single type content, a lot of girl math type stuff. Believe she has like a couple 100,000 followers or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Lighthearted stuff. But she made a TikTok saying, there is no wackier demographic for dating than a single man ages 36 to 39 who has never been married. She kind of goes into a kind of speech about how it's, you know, such a wide variety. You see people, you never know what to expect. Like if you go on a date with a 27-year-old, generally speaking, you know, they're not all the same, but the variance is not as crazy as it would be for that 36 to 39-year-old single, never married demographic of men. And then, of course, she says you'll never know what he'll look like, how he'll be, what he'll say. They are so unhinged. And of course, she's getting general responses on TikTok. Some are like positive or funny stitches of men just engaging in their hobbies. You know, some are bringing up more serious things that maybe people are going through, you know, like it's, you know, capitalism. It's hard to make money. And, you know, a lot of people just maybe aren't feeling secure to date. And so there's a lot of late bloomers.
Yeah.
And then, of course, there is the angry male responses about, well, oh, well, you know, you could say the same for women, like, blah, 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 blah.
Sure.
And then, of course, she did a response to someone who said, well, what's your opinion on 31 to 35-year-old women? It's really just causing a lot of discussion, some good, some bad, about people who are single in their 30s, single, never married, no kids in their 30s. I wish I had the video to share with you.
Uh-huh.
She took it down.
Okay.
I think it was getting a lot of the, you know, red pill incel-y types.
Okay.
But what are your thoughts based on what I have just shared?
Well, first of all, is there a description, anything descriptive where she's giving the, like, features or characteristics to these people? Because just saying they're unhinged and wild, I'm like, that's not painting a picture for me. What are they like? What's wrong with them?
So that's the thing. And, like, that's where I think the kind of... I guess like misinterpretation I think is going, because like all she said, like the words she's choosing are very strong that sound like insults, like out of pocket. There is no
out
more
of
unhinged,
funny. An unhinged,
unhinged demographic. Neutral. There's, okay. You know, like she's using all these terms, but really, like if you strip out the, you know, kind of triggering buzzwords in there, I think what she is saying is like, you know, there's a lot more, you know, a lot of 22-year-olds, for example, are going to be like their other 22-year-old peers. A 27-year-old, generally speaking, lives a life similar to other 27-year-olds. Like, once you get into that 36 to 39-year-old range, you don't know what you're going to get. Like, it could vary a lot. Which is how I heard it when you take, like, I think she chose buzzwords that I think triggered people. But if you take kind of the roots out of, you know, the unhinged type words, it's kind of like, okay, yeah, that makes sense. Because when people get older, there's sort of a, I don't know, like you go your separate paths. Like there's a people go their separate paths and you're further along down that path of what you've chosen in life. And yeah, it's going to be different from other people.
And I'm so curious what it is that causes that. Like what does a marriage prevent? Like how does that prevent someone from being unhinged or crazy? Does that, I mean, ultimately, is that just meaning that like getting married means you can't like explore your interests at the same depth that you would if you were single?
So like, I don't, because I didn't know if I should interpret unhinged as just like, oh my gosh, like, you show up and you just don't know what you're going to get. And mm-hmm. that's why it's unhinged, because it's less predictable. Or like, if she's just saying like, these guys are unhinged, which if that is the case, if you're calling 36 to 39 year old men who have never been married, no kids, unhinged, because, you know, something must mean like there must be a reason they've never been married. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think that's fair. I also think, like, when I heard this, I'm like, this is more of a millennial problem than it is gendered. Like, okay. There's a lot of, you know, millennials who, you know, haven't taken dating seriously because they don't feel secure. And you can say like, oh, you know, well, men don't care about that for women. But I think there's a lot of women who would feel uncomfortable prioritizing dating if they didn't have a job or felt like they didn't know how they would afford next month's rent. They yeah. might say like, dating's taking a backseat for the job hunt or something like that. I think she mentioned like, they all mm-hmm. look so different when it comes to age. I do think, like, in general, your 30s is when, you know, life choices start catching up to you. You know, if you're a smoker, like, it starts to show in your 30s, whereas in your 20s, like, you know, maybe you could get away with smoking a lot.
Yep.
It shows
yeah,
up
yeah.
in your 30s.
Damn, yeah, the bad habits catch up.
Exactly.
Interesting. And like, interesting.
I think, because I've like noticed too, and maybe it's, and obviously like, married people are kind of in the mix for this one, but when I, for example, when I go home to our hometown and I bump into friends who I adore and love, there's something like, like, we almost look like we're different ages because we live in different places. Like, whoa. They just kind of, they dress differently. Or, like, there's certain yeah. things, like,
I think. And are you just talking specifically about, like, your married friends or just friends from back home?
In general, I think it's just, like, there's, okay. like, the life choices catch up to you, or lack thereof. Like, if someone, you know, you can't eat a bunch of pizza, a drunk pizza, and mm-hmm. then not have it, and not look like you eat a bunch yeah. of drunk pizza when you're in
yeah,
your 30s.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, yeah.
I think that's where it comes from. I think genetics play a role too, like mm-hmm. you know, maybe men start like losing their hair, like, and that's normal too. Like, I think the whole like, men are bald, blah blah blah, it's like, you used to just get married in your 20s and then you would be married to them by the time that happened.
Yes. Oh, like, yeah, okay, interesting.
Yeah.
Wow. So, I didn't even like consider that.
Yeah,
that like, yeah, male pattern baldness has only become a bigger issue because
they're dating.
Men are single, like, when they're older.
Yeah.
Oh,
and like,
God.
That's why, like, baldness never bothered me, I'll be honest. Like, it's just sort of like,
yeah, I think for a time did. I was a little like, and now it doesn't really bother me at all.
Yeah, unless yeah. you have a George Costanza haircut, like, I don't care.
Sure.
I thought Bruce Willis was hot when
yeah,
I
the said. George Costanza, just get rid
it's
of
like,
it all.
It's like,
hey.
pick a lane. like, pick a lane. But no, like, I think that's really why it's become more of an issue. But
okay.
like,
okay.
And I also think too, like, in general, like, that 36 to 39 single, or like, you could say the same for women, even if women, you want to make it 31 to 35.
Yeah.
I think there's also just, sometimes that's just how the chips fall. If you're single at that age, like, I think some people are like, well, if you're single at that age, you must have done something wrong. And like, some people, like, are there the people that, you know, dating is a priority and they are unhinged and crazy and they scare away everybody who, you know, might be interested in a relationship because they just, you know, don't have their shit together? Mm-hmm. Yes. But I think there's also, you know, people that are in these like 5-year long serious relationships that yeah. don't end in marriage. And oh my gosh, you're single at 31 or 32. Like, and I wouldn't say it's people like the people that are saying like, I'm so happy single and blah, blah, blah. Like, you know, that are talking about dating. I don't think they fall in this category, but there's, if you go see like PhD students at any university mm-hmm. that are unmarried, like, they are not thinking about dating. Like, it's very like, you know, there's other priorities that they have where they just like stumble in a relationship. It's like, oh, that dating is a thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just rambling.
No. I hear it. Yeah. Definitely.
Like, sometimes it's just how the chips fall is what I mean. Like, you're just like, yeah. oh shit, I am single in 36, or oh, I'm single in
31. Yeah. So I feel like you would know the statistics around this because it's like common knowledge that women are choosing not to get married. Until an older age than they used to, right? Like, it's a lot more like women are choosing, you know, to choosing their career over marriage more often now.
So the weird thing about that is like the study that people keep pointing to for that focuses on women, but the men's statistics parallel it. So it
okay.
also that's
I was going to ask what's the statistic for men?
So,
are they choosing not to get married as well?
So I don't even know if it's so much a choice as much as they're looking at there are more people that are at you know, XYZ age who are unmarried. Because, and I think, like, it's also kind of interesting because if you go and ask people why they're not, like married or why they're single, like they'll say like, oh, you know, like they could, a lot of people think that if they could be married, they would be married tomorrow. And they'll just say like, oh, you know, I'm choosing to be single. Like, and I think that that's that way of phrasing it is kind of deceiving. Single by choice. Like, it doesn't mean I will not be in a relationship. I am choosing singleness, like no relationships for me. I think it's more like I choose to be single over just like desperately not prioritizing to something.
Yeah.
So I hate the phrase like single by choice because I think it doesn't represent like it, like it's always like an option of, you know, ABCD, like single by choice. And I like I think that's a deceiving way to refer to it. But no, the study that people look to, and it actually, like, this actually really pisses me off. It's a study by Morgan Stanley from 2019 that was done for like different like brands that have, you know, female audiences, basically saying that, you know, women between the age that are of marriageable age, 25 to 45, are, you know, they kept saying choosing to be single. They're just, they're more likely to be single.
Okay.
Or it's by 2030, like 45% of women will be single that are between this age demo, 25 to 45. So because of this, you know, as opposed to 10 years ago, women of that age demo might be married. You know, women have more disposable income. Instead of buying baby food for their kids, they have extra money to spend on handbags and designer stuff. So Banks, go invest in Gucci instead of Gerber. That's the point of this study.
Gucci instead of Gerber. Okay, exactly. Yeah.
And so that is the study. And that was the intention of it. It's basically just like, hey, go invest your money in these brands. But for some reason, this study has been pulled by like dork pill shit and everything like that.
Sure.
And used to say like, look at all these women are gonna die alone. Like totally forgetting the fact that it's more so that people are getting married later. It's just that the, you know, 25 to 30 demo is skewing that. Like you're that's
sure.
But no, it's really just and of course they didn't look at the men's one because it wasn't about that. It was about, you know, how are women spending their money. The men's study parallels that. It's just like skewed like 3 or 4 years older. What do you know? The average age gap between married couples is 2 to 3 years. It's really, you know, a lot more people are just delaying marriage. Like the average age of first marriage, I think, is like 29 for women, 32 for men.
And we don't have any reason. Like the reasoning for that is ambiguous. Like it's we couldn't directly say, oh, people are choosing it or people financially can't afford it or people are choosing their career, prioritizing or dating is just hard. Like there's no real like one thing to point at.
No. And it's also because they use census data. So the U.S. Census measures married couples and households.
Yes.
So which is good because it's actually going off who is married.
Yeah.
But you know, you could be engaged to somebody. So and you're single, when they're saying single, they mean legally single.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm happily in a committed relationship. I am legally single.
That's crazy. Yeah. Okay.
And so engaged people cohabiting, like it's measuring
common law doesn't count.
I don't know. I think like there was a study that looked at like, oh, households or something and like that changed things. But yeah, so it's looking at like who is legally single. They're not going and surveying people. I also think there's like selection bias when it comes to surveys. Only Chronically Online nerds take surveys. And also, if you ask anybody, why are you single? They will tell you, like, it's a choice. Like, you know, they'll say, like, everyone believes you could be in a relationship tomorrow, but you're just not that desperate. So they'll say, I'm choosing to be single. Like, that's what the answer you're going to get from everybody.
But also, I really sincerely believe that, like, I think generally people, they're less determined to get into, like, a serious marriage-focused relationship. Just because they're kind of like, well, if it's, you know, if it comes, it comes. Like, I'm waiting for somebody who's really gonna like impact my life and be an excellent complement to me.
Oh, totally.
Not, you know, like, oh shit, I'm 28 and I better fucking lock it down.
There's 100% less of that. And I think, there's a lot of people that are chasing a ghost. Like, they know, they open their phone, there are more people out there. This person is good, but not great. There's nothing wrong with this person. I do like them, but maybe there's this person that just feels a little bit better of a fit. Thing is, though, all those people are still that are you doing that and they're still single or whatever. They're still 20, late 20s, 30s, something like that. We don't know if they're going to die alone yet. Maybe they'll meet each other in their late 30s.
Die alone is so die alone. Stupid.
Never marry by the time you get married. That's the thing. Yes. Yeah, like, that's
die alone. I mean, it's the drastic, like, yeah, like, mm-hmm. worst case scenario that it mm-hmm. seems like we're all kind of presented with. It's yeah. like, oh, if you don't get married, if you are undesirable, if you don't end up in a relationship, die alone. You'll yeah. die alone surrounded by cats. Like, that's what? Really like, weird. We're like,
so,
oh no,
so weird.
Oh god.
And that is another thing I didn't like about this like woman's video is just I hate it when men do that, like where it's like the rip, like, yeah. oh, you're not married by 30. Uh-oh. Yeah. When it's like, first off, the average age of first marriage is 29. That means there's people getting married older than that. I watch 30 something year old women get into relationships with age appropriate men every single day.
Okay.
And have babies. Like, I know, like, the people that are having babies in my circle of friends all did so, like, over 30. Like, it's.
Yeah.
So I.
Yeah, I, under I mean, 30 having a baby, I'm like.
Yeah, I'm like,
you're
I'm
just
thinking,
a little
like,
guy. I'm you're like, just a kid. Call up,
yeah, let's crazy. Call up, like, 16 and pregnant for you. No.
Yeah. Yeah,
but, for like. Real. So I hate that. And so it's just like kind of feeding that fire of like you missed your chance or like mm-hmm. you did something wrong.
Ugh.
Like and I hate that. And there's a lot of great people who meet their spouse at an older age.
Mm-hmm.
Like
it's interesting yeah. though the never married aspect of it. So like she had been saying what ages what 36
to 39 for men. Yeah.
That's a very short amount of time. Interesting. But but yeah, I guess that would be kind of the time where they really are starting to feel pressure. Okay, do you know what taxi cab theory is?
Yep. Yeah.
You want to explain?
Yeah.
It real
so
quick?
It's okay. It's basically just like when a man decides he's ready to get married, he will decide when he is ready, and then at that point you have to get a guy while his light's on. Which basically like
got
when he's ready, he will marry the first woman in front of him that he has a connection with,
even though the right girl could have been. You know, a year ago, or the right girl could have been just within his reach, but he wasn't ready, so he didn't marry her. And now his light's on, and he's just going to marry whoever's in front of him.
Like, I just think that's an interesting one because, first off, like, I think there's a lot of like survival bias for stuff like that. Like, it's very, you know, you're not going to get married until you're ready in general. And I think a lot of people, like, when they find their person, they truly believe it is their person. Like, I don't think there's any guy who's like, it's my time to get married. There's somebody. Oh, no. Like, there's a one that, like I don't think it is like that.
Mm.
I think that, like, there's certain things in your life that make you more ready, and you're just asking different questions.
Yeah.
But I don't think there's ever, like, a, okay, I'm ready. I'm going to, like, I don't think that.
Do you think that's something that was invented by, like, a bitter ex-girlfriend?
Yes.
Okay.
Bitter ex-girlfriend thing.
But I'm like, hey, been there. Okay. I got that. Got that for sure. Definitely.
Yeah. It is the most, yeah, it's a, like, it's, we all tell
definitely.
Ourselves these things. Like, just,
yeah.
There's things that like, guys say where
fumbled,
it's like.
You fumbled. You missed
that,
out.
Yeah, there's things that guys describe about
yeah.
how women date that I'm like, no, that's not how it goes. But, I mean, if that makes you feel better, if that helps you get over somebody, mm-hmm. like, I get, like, as long as you can tell yourself that. Like, it's like, oh, right. you know, she just was using me for the food or something like that. And it's like, no, I went on a date with you and didn't like you. But I guess you can tell yourself that if it, I don't think it will help you, but. If it makes you feel better,
yeah,
go for it. I don't care.
Interesting. Okay. I'm glad you shed light on that.
I think we should take the first listener question. Do you want to read it? I feel like you've said you want to
read it. Sure. I'll read it. Okay. First one. Oh, God. This one's so funny. Okay. I've been on a few dates with a guy.
Wait, what's
I met-
the subject line? Read this.
Sorry. Oh, mailbag. Getting the ick because of his name.
Ooh.
Okay. I've been on a few dates with a guy that I met on the apps. It's been great so far. We've Netflix and chilled already, but still have good dates in between. It feels like it's progressing, and I really like him. But there's one weird little issue that I'm not sure how to handle. On the apps, my guy had his name as Jay, J-A-Y. That's how he introduced himself, and that's what I've been calling him. He has a relatively common Jewish last name that I didn't really think twice about. I've never had to use it much until now. Our last date was to an axe throwing venue, and he put his credit card down. As we were leaving, we went to close out, and the clerk asked for his name. It's under Epstein. First name? Jeffrey. Oh! The clerk laughed and handed him his card, saying something like, "Damn, even spelled the same way in everything." As we left, I said to Jay, or Jeffrey, "Wait, your name is really Jeffrey? He said he had to switch things up for obvious reasons, but went by Jeffrey or Jeff up until a few years ago. His family and close friends call him Jeffrey. I'm dating Jeffrey Epstein, and I'm not sure how to feel about it. I know this man has zero control over his given name, as well as the actions of those he may share with it. But I can't help but think about his full name every time I talk to him and correlate it with the more infamous Jeffrey Epstein versus the Jeff that I've been seeing. I think I'm also anxious when it comes time to introduce him to others or be in situations where I'd have to use his full name. I worry about my friends making jokes or having to explain that he's totally normal and doesn't run a sex trafficking ring. Is it weird that this bothers me? Is it stupid to be turned off by someone's name? Well, well, well.
What if you guys go to like a Hawaii vacation? You're just going to an island with Jeffrey Epstein.
I mean that. So this is truly like the most egregious example of something like this that I could possibly think of. Jeffrey fucking Epstein. You're done. You're done.
It's actually because it's not an uncommon last name. And it's like all your parents have to do is name you Jeffrey and fuck you like.
Dude, I don't even, I don't think that I would, I think I would have a problem with somebody whose name sounds dumb if you say it during sex. You know what I mean?
I could.
Do you know what I mean?
There are some names, I can't imagine.
If someone went by Gregory and I had to call him Gregory, no.
I feel like that's the name of a cat.
No.
No, but like, I think of like all the Braydens and Aidens and all of that. I'm like, oh my God, like I just, I'm
they're cringy, but you could say that during sex. Just, you know?
But no, it was, I know one worst name. There was someone on TikTok, they're like, who has the worst name? And it was a girl named Isis Snowden. I-S-I-S Snowden.
Oh, I love it. That's so funny. Oh my God.
At least you're not dating Isis Snowden. Oh my God. But
that's funny, damn.
Jeff, so I do like that he's self-aware. Like I would like to think someone like that has a sense of humor. It mm-hmm. sounds like he's prepared to answer the questions.
Yeah,
I mean, it could be worse. Like I will say, like Epstein is a I've worked with and had like been in school with like several Epsteins, not related to Jeffrey Epstein. They are great people. They are not sex
They're
traffickers.
Great people.
They are. They are. Shout out Adam Epstein. We love Adam Epstein. We're Adam. This is the Adam Epstein podcast. Come on the pod, Adam. Hope you're doing well. But I've met plenty of Epsteins that are not sex traffickers.
Sure.
I've also met plenty of Jeffreys. It's at least his name isn't spelled with a G. Geoff.
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 Sure.
Yeah. He's a J. I mean, J names. People do say that the J names can be a problem.
Damn, that's so funny. When I look back, everybody that I've dated has a normal name.
Yeah.
And I've definitely met like really hot guys with really fucked up names.
I've had some, yeah, interesting names.
Oh God, I hope he never sees this. This guy from my high school I was obsessed with. So fine. So fine. Nuggy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I'm just
I remember him. Nice. Yeah, relationships with people that are, you know, first generation American and they had names that were kind of that I don't think I've ever been a shout the name in the bed person.
No?
No. No.
No?
But yeah, and then my current significant other goes by but like it's like, hey buddy, like what's up?
Buddy! That's so true. That's so
I love
like,
it. I like that name. Like, that's I always, like a no, cute, fun Buddy name. Garrity in Friday Night Lights was great. Like, okay. I think there is just, it's a good, like, name. It just, like, reminds you of, like, the good heart of football.
Yeah,
coach.
Like, it is
I
kind of it. Like a good old boy, like, good
stuff. I mean, he, like, reminds, like, it's just, like, like in some ways like the character in the movie like the like when you go home or the rich lawyer and you go home and like you bring your like duh boyfriend and then hot hometown hunk who runs a Christmas tree farm that's about to go out of business and he needs your help and he teaches you the meaning of Christmas like that is Buddy.
That's Buddy.
He is the hometown hunk who teaches you the meaning of Christmas.
Okay.
Yes,
glad you wrote a story for him. I'm trying to think if there's any other like weirdo names that I absolutely would not have anything to do
but
with.
But I would tell this girl that it could be worse. Uh-huh. Epstein is a very common last name. Jeffrey is a common first name. Now those two coming together as a name and dating Jeffrey Epstein.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I think he's got a good thing going with calling himself Jay. It seems like he's self-aware. I think you know, like,
he's probably so self-conscious of it, dude.
I think he has, I feel like he has fun with it. If he's saying like, I know, like, he sounds like a good time. He's girl on axe throwing with
you
him.
You think he likes the attention?
We love Jeffrey Epstein. Shout out.
I think he likes the Jeffrey Epstein.
I think attention. He has fun with it. Like, you've got a built-in joke. Like, anytime there's a fun fact at work that you have to give, you've got, something is handed to you.
Yeah.
It's a good icebreaker. Like, oh my God, there's no awkward icebreakers. I'm Jeffrey Epstein. Like, you don't have to worry about bringing this guy to your friends because he's got built-in talking points. We stand Jeffrey. This is the Jeffrey Epstein podcast.
True. True. No, I've always wondered if anybody had an issue with my name, too, because we, you, me, and our little brother, we all have very, like, Victorian
names. You know what's interesting? When I Google you, because our last name is Warren, there is the movie Annabelle about the doll.
Oh.
And the family that did their exorcism, I don't know what they are, their last name is Warren. So if you Google Annabelle Warren.
By the way, charlatans. They're not.
And if you should, if you Google Annabelle Warren, who has, was a very, like, known tattoo artist at this point, you should be seeing art pop up, but no.
She's saying I'm famous.
You get creepy ass dolls.
Yeah, yeah, that's
funny.
Actually,
I love sending you the Annabelle comes home when it's Christmas time.
Annabelle comes home. Oh my God. Yeah, ever since I was old enough to Google my name, which was probably like 10 years old, that was the first story that came up. And because that that story exists. That's happened. That happened in like the 70s.
Yeah.
And Ed and Lorraine Warren, I mean, Lorraine was alive up until like a few years ago. Like,
she's dead.
Yeah, yeah.
R.I.P.
And she's dead. She just recently died. And the Annabelle doll, it's not, it doesn't look like a scary evil doll.
No, it looks like Raggedy
Ann. It's a Raggedy Ann doll. And I had, I know, they're kind of hitting. And I had Raggedy Ann dolls in my room growing up. Old ones. And I asked mom if I could put them away because they scared me. And she was like, no, leave them there. They're cute.
You said there's like names of guys you wouldn't date if they were weird to scream. How would you date
the first one that I think of is Gregory, because I remember there was a boy that like really liked me in middle school named Gregory. And
I remember that. I know who you're talking about. Could you date somebody that shared the same name as a family member? Could you date a David or a Theo? That's our dad and our brother.
Yeah, I've dated a David.
Could you date a Theo? Theo Vaughn. Theo Vaughn.
You dated a Theo.
Dated is a term I would
You use. Dated a Theo in high school.
Yes, for like 4 weeks in high school.
That's right.
That doesn't count. High school, go. Do you want to go out with me? You use the word go out in high
school. I could date a David. I couldn't date a dad. Like if his name was Dad, no.
No.
But I don't call my father by his first name.
Fair.
So no. But Theo might be a little...
Theo Vaughn.
A little weird for me. I don't know.
Theo Vaughn.
Theo Vaughn.
I think, Theo now gets questions of, what do you think of Theo Vaughn? He's like, what the fuck?
Theo Vaughn.
We stand our brother who has zero interest in any sort of public profile.
Yes. Absolutely.
And he's about to graduate college very soon. Congratulations.
Hey.
Stay in school.
Theo.
Could you date someone who shared a name with your ex?
I've thought about this because I would every so often I would come up across like on Hinge or whatever.
Yeah,
or something. Like,
and you've had some exes with common names as
oh
well.
Oh my God, that's so crazy. Bailey and I were at like Honky Tonk Bar a few weeks ago.
Which one? White Horse?
Sam's Town. Okay. And there was a guy sitting behind us and she was like, oh, that guy's cute. I turn around, has the exact same face as my ex.
Mm.
Like the same face. And then the next day, she's like, oh, he followed me. Same name as my ex.
Damn.
Same name! I was like, that's so scary. But every time I would come across someone with the same name as my ex, I'm like, you know what? No.
Yeah.
No! I'm not doing it. I'm just not doing it. And it's like a pretty common name, too. It's not like it's, you know, it's like a fuckboy ass name.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
It's a no for me. What about you?
Oh yeah, like I mean, it depends. Like
your exes have kind of particular names.
Yeah, I mean, like I think there's somewhere I don't see that happening. Like, but like there's somewhere it's like yeah, I mean, it would just it doesn't register as like that unique. I mean, there's somewhere I'd be like, okay, like. Like, I just think it's rare just because I think it's like they maybe were like first generation Americans and like it's from a specific nationality. Sure. You just don't come across a lot. So like those I don't think so much. But there's some where it's like, you know, names that like I've met like five Travises. like I've like literally been on like dates with like five different Travises. Wow. Like there's a lot of Travises. We're in Travis County.
Well, Travis is a hot guy name.
I would say so. Yeah, I would say so.
I think there's hot guy names.
There are hot guy names. Mm-hmm. That is fair.
Spencer, hot guy name.
Spencer is a hot guy name.
It is. Unavoidable. It's just a hot guy name. There's nothing you can do about it.
What are other hot guy names?
Bro, I'm such a sucker for the like Kai.
I like the woodsy
Sky, Skylar.
I like the woodsy names. Okay. So I like Hunter, Forrest, Leaf. Parker.
Remember Skylar? That was the hottest guy in our high school.
His mother was the Spanish teacher.
Dude, he was like, so fine.
We can't do too many names.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm drinking.
We are
margarita.
The rule is if their name is mentioned, they get invited on the podcast.
First and last name out. More than a decade.
I think he's in Portland. He plays in a band in Portland. Mm. Like your typical Portland hipster.
Good.
If you're in a band, yeah. Skylar, and you want to come on a podcast, you can.
I dated a guy named Earl. He went by EJ. But I dated an Earl, and I remember being like, oh, honey, we better keep it at EJ, because Earl is not hitting for me.
Dixie Chicks' Goodbye Earl is a great song.
Goodbye Earl.
Listen to Goodbye Earl. Okay, everybody, this is our endorsement for Mission Craft Cocktails. This is the best.
Yeah, it's a real yeehaw drink, you know what I mean?
We are having a great time. I'm bummed we're not hanging out, but I'm happy for you as well. Okay, popular dating cliches or cliche advice. Is there anything that falls in that category, despite the cliche nature and as cringy as it is to repeat it, that you stand behind? And examples of this, I mean, is, you know, talking about when you meet somebody, oh, it'll happen when you least expect it, or opposites attract. There's other fish in the sea. Are there any popular cliches that you're like, you know, I agree with that and I will ride or die for it?
I think the only thing that I guess it defies a cliche, right? Because if he wanted to, he would. It kind of defies that. I believe strongly in the opposite stance on that.
Interesting. Okay.
Only because I feel that now, having experienced life and having seen what like past relationships have gone on and continued to do to other people, I sincerely believe, like, I kind of was of the mindset of like, oh fuck, like, he was so terrible to me, he screwed me over, and I was so upset after it ended, because I was like, he's gonna move on and he's gonna find a perfect model girl who's, you know, she's an IG baddie and she's gonna give him everything he wanted that I couldn't give him. Turns out that's not a fucking thing, first of all. If you're dating a dude like that, promise you, swear to God, he will move on and do the exact same thing to someone else. He will just, you did not make him become a dickhead. He will be a dickhead to whoever's in front of him. Yeah. And he will blame the last girl that he dated every single fucking time.
Well, people are who they are.
They are who they are, and it's not going to quit. And I have so much like evidence for that now, you know?
Yeah.
And it just continues down the line. So
I agree. And I think that pivots into our mailbag is asking about if he wanted to, he would. From a gentleman listener, shout out. We love our kings. No, it just says, thoughts on if he wanted to, he would. This is more of a general question, but curious to get your ladies' thoughts on if he wanted to, he would. I hear women say this to other women a lot, and I feel like it's unfair to men. A lot of the actions women say this in reference to are grand gestures outside the average guy's budget, or that are wildly too huge within the dating stage. I'm excited for first dates, but I'm not going to drop everything for one. It also seems to be used with an expectation that guys can read minds. I don't want to go out of my way to give someone something that they might not even want in the first place, whether it be another date, a certain type of date, or a gift. And if I don't know for a fact someone's interested, the risk is way too high for coming off as creepy or give the ick. There are plenty of times where I do want to, but I would only want to if they want to. Thoughts? Why do women say this so much?
That's so interesting, because I really haven't thought about this in terms of how a man might feel about that statement. It's got to be daunting, honestly, for someone to say like, oh, if he wanted to, he would. If he wanted to send you flowers and take you out on a fancy date, he would. But when I say something like that in my head, it's like, if he wanted to text you, if he wanted to talk to you and hear from you and hear about your day, he would.
And that's the thing, is like, that statement is designed for the woman who went on a first date that she thought she had a great time, and she's like, he seemed to be having fun. He seemed interested. You know, afterwards she sends a text, I would love to see you again. He hasn't texted back, and she's just like, why? Like,
exactly.
He must be so busy with work. He must have gotten hit by a car. That's why he isn't texted. And then you have to be like,
I really hope he got hit by a car.
If he wanted to, he would. Or like the girl who's like, she's got some guy who's been texting her, who's like, oh yeah, want to come over later? Like, she wants a date, and she's like, hey, how about we get, you know, drinks at the garage bar, like a real date? And he's like, I've been so busy with work, blah 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 blah. And the date doesn't happen. He says, but I really want to. It'll happen when I'm done being busy. Like every single excuse in the world. She's like, he's so busy with work. So, but you know, she's getting more excited about him because of these hypothetical plans that are never coming to fruition. Like, that girl needs to be told, if he that, like, that's where it applies. But of course, if he wanted to, he would. Gets applied to, like, if you go to any NBA players, you know, TikTok, or you know, their fiancés, and they show the proposal video, you click on the comments, the first thing that is in there is, if he wanted to, he would. Like, and you know,
yeah, it's always, like, some extravagant gesture. Yeah, and
it's like, that's not if he wanted to. Like, no, like, I'm sure, like, no average guy can afford this $100,000 proposal. That is not if he wanted to, he would. And like, so I agree with that there. And it's also, yeah, this guy makes a point about, like, reading minds of, you know, you kind of have to like, it shouldn't be applied to, like, you know, you want him to read your mind, or like, oh yeah, you know, if he wants to, he will do this grand gesture. It's for the women who are hung up on these sort of, you know, guys that they keep making excuses for. And like,
yeah,
but for some reason, like, because it's this easy thing to say that's been said a million times, it gets applied to everything else. So I would tell this guy, this doesn't apply to you unless you have a girl. And like, I also think too, like, if you're the guy that is being talked about as if he wanted to, he would, in the right way, you probably don't know. Like, I'm saying this in a kind of a weird way, but so if he wanted to, he would. Like, I really think, because I think a lot of guys too, it's like, you know, if you ask any guy who says, you know, I'm not ready for a relationship right now, or, you know, oh, you know, I really would love to hang out, but I am so busy with work, it is not some diabolical plan. Like, they are not sitting there saying that and saying, like, I don't really want to hang out, but I'll say it because it's nice. Or like, you know, I would be down for a relationship with somebody that, you know, is better, but, you know, like, this is just the answer I'm giving to her. Like, I'm not ready for a relationship with her, but you know how they say, like,
not
ready for a relationship, or not looking for a relationship, really means not looking for a relationship with you. Like,
yeah,
it's not, and I hate that fucking advice. Sorry. I think most people, like, what they say, when they say things, they genuinely believe what they are saying as they are saying it. Like, I think most guys, like, if they're saying, like, you know, I'm so busy with work, I would love to hang out, they truly believe it to be true. They really believe themselves to be too busy. But it's one of those things that it's not a conscious thing. Like, and I think this isn't just like a guy dating thing or anything like that. Like, I think that applies to everything. Like, because, like, we're in Austin, like, do you get texts from people, like, right before the weekend starts, where it's like, hey, I'm gonna be in Austin, like, somebody that you've known, like, I'm gonna be in Austin, like, do you want to hang out? And like, there's some people where it's like, I get that text and I'm like, holy shit, so-and-so is gonna be in town, like, what's your schedule? And then there's other people where I'm like, I'll be here, like, let's see if we can make something work. It's been really hectic.
You're, and
it's
never so mean thing. That's crazy.
No, it's never picking, like, it's never, like, when I get the, no, but like, it's not a this is me reflecting back, like,
but
when
this
I
is you also prioritizing certain people, right?
But,
or no,
it's not a conscious thing when it happens, like, if I get a text like that, I'm like, it's never like, oh, if, you know, if this person was in this league, it would be different. It's just like, I'm so, like, I truly believe I am busy. I mean what I'm saying. But like, there's just something psychological where it's like, you're willing to move something around. Like, if my best friend Kristen is like, I'm gonna be in Austin tomorrow, I'd take it, like, there would be no questions asked. I'd take a PTO day. I would do, like, these things.
Yeah.
If somebody that was like, I don't know, like a person sorority or something like that, I'd be like, yeah, like, here's what I'm doing, like, we could grab a drink, like, it's not this thing where you, like, really think ahead for. So I do think it's like a subconscious thing, like, when we want to do something, we do it.
Yeah, if he wanted to, he would. What I, like, interpret that as is, he will prioritize you, only not in a financial sense, but only in the sense that, like, if a man likes you, you'll know. And I feel like
I would agree with, but I don't think that's the same as if he wanted to, he would.
It's their cousins. Like the last year, I remember, I had that in the back of my mind. I'm like, I know that's true because I know I've experienced it before. But in the last year, I was kind of like, well, maybe, I don't know, maybe I need to read the signals better. I'm not reading all the, I'm not playing the game right. And then now I'm seeing somebody where I'm like, oh yeah. If they like you, they will show you. That being said, I have changed my mind about, like, if he wanted to spend money on you, he would, because I think that, like, honestly, the best parts of our relationship are when we're just talking.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like we're just sitting there talking about our relationship. We're talking about everything. We're mm-hmm. discussing everything. We're sharing ideas. And so it's like, I don't think that, like, the grand gesture, like, really does a ton for the relationship.
Totally.
So, you know, I think it's all about time. Like, if he wanted to, he would. If he wanted to see you really badly and he wanted to hear from you and talk to you and, like, build this thing, he would take time away from his friends. He would take time away from video games.
Yes. You know? I agree with that. But if he wanted to, he would, loses me, is it assigns meaning to actions that assigns meanings to actions that might not be how they were intended. That sounds like a weird way to put it. But basically, so if he wanted to, he would. Like, it says, because people always say, like, look at people's actions, not their words. Anybody can say nice things. Anyone can say, I would love to take you out to dinner, but oh my God, yeah, I'm
but,
so busy.
Yeah, but you... Well, okay, sorry, go ahead.
I'm so busy. Look at their actions, not their words. Don't like them more based on this idea that hasn't come to fruition. But the problem is it doesn't work in the inverse. And something you see a lot with, like, especially women who are in big cities, dating guys, late 20s, 30s, who have money and stuff like that. There's a lot of things that guys will do that maybe have, have you seen women who say, he took me out on all these nice dates, it cost a bunch of money, he invited me as a plus one to this fancy gathering, holy shit, he wants a girlfriend. Like, this is all things a guy would do if he was looking for a girlfriend. Just to have that guy say, oh no, I'm not ready for a relationship.
Oh, turns out he just has money.
Exactly. But that's the thing.
And he's flexing it. You're the accessory to him.
Or it's just sometimes certain actions don't carry the same weight that they would to someone than another person. Like, there's some, you know how there's some people that are like, everybody meets my family. And then there's some people where it's like, you met the parents, like, we're getting married.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it assigns, like, it basically says, oh, if he wanted to, he would. Like, if you look at the world, like, okay, like, he took me on the dates, he did all these things, he did these things, so he would, so that means he wants to.
Wow, the inverse.
Yes. So he would, like, he's doing the woods, and it assumes that he wants to, or it assigns meaning to things. Because, like, there are certain things, and, like, actions, like, people, oh, look at the actions, look, not the words. Look at the actions.
I feel like it's better phrased as, if he wants you, he will tell you.
That too. Because, like, so many times too, if you just told a guy, like, if, oh, like, come be my plus one to the Met Gala or something. Oh my God, he wants to marry me. If you say to that guy who can go to the Met Gala, which means he's successful, holy shit, are we getting married?
If a man really likes you, he will tell you.
Exactly.
He will tell you because, I mean, like,
you'll know.
You'll, like, know. Yeah. You'll,
you'll, right? He'll tell you, the actions will back it up.
I mean, but then again, it also depends on the type of man. So I think it's like, if there's a man who likes you and is ready for some level of commitment, you will know. You know, he might like you, but he's like, all over the place.
He probably had some mission cocktails.
Yeah. The other like anti-cliche, I guess, that I've matured, things have changed for me, right? When I was younger, I was kind of like, I don't want to date a guy who is just in a long relationship, like a long-term relationship, because then you're competing with the ex-girlfriend, you're comparing yourself, there's all this, like, you know, they have history, you can't beat it. But now I'm like, what kind of relationships has this man had in the past?
Mm-hmm.
have they been long term? Is he capable of that? Mm-hmm. Is he capable of, like, you know, sustaining and growing a relationship? Mm-hmm. And does he only want one person at a time? Whereas, you know, like, prior to that, I was like, oh, wow, I found a guy who's never had, like, a crazy serious relationship. I'm going to be his first. Mm-hmm. I would change his life.
And I would never want to be with, it's like the person that's like, I've just got out of a relationship. It's like, okay, that person needs some time.
Sure, sure.
But, you know, if they've been in serious relationships, it means they believe in relationships. Or if they've they are divorced, they've been married before. They believe in marriage to some extent. If they're like, I fucking hate my ex-wife.
Yeah. But they know how to live with someone, how to share lives and share ideas with someone.
Exactly.
How to grow, you know, like it really doesn't. I think it speaks much more to their character.
Agreed.
Than somebody who can only have 6-month relationships at a time.
Fair.
Or less.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, these mission cocktails, you will have a great time.
I had two of these and I'm like, bah!
No, I am too. I'm like, oh shit.
Whip, whip. I know, huh?
Let's do some, like, let's chill for a little bit after this.
Yeah.
Before I want to meet Mystery Annabelle.
You know what's crazy?
What?
He has.
Do I know him?
No. He has an embroidery studio.
Oh.
Downstairs.
Oh.
In this same fucking building.
Oh.
I'm not kidding.
Oh.
Literally, like, directly downstairs.
Hold on. Okay.
Here.
This is the conversation.
This is private, by
I like
the way.
Him. I
this
like
is
him.
Private between me, my sister, and you guys. The other cliche that I was so sold on, I only want to date another, like, tattooer that's the only other person that could understand, like, my daily life and, like, being an artist. No, bitch. Creativity is so three-dimensional. Like, this is such an incredibly creative person who is totally on the outskirts of, like...
I love him already.
You know what's crazy?
What?
Okay, this is so... Don't tell anyone, you guys! Okay?
Eric, leave it.
So... Whenever I date a new person, I go through who they're following.
Mm.
And you can pick up a lot of red flags from that.
Mm.
So, like, fucking, like, my ex was following all these models, IG models. And I just kind of had to be like, it's fine. Everything's fine. It's all good. Surely he won't do me wrong. But, like, I was so scared to do this, but I went through my dude's following.
Mm-hmm.
This man, the only hot girl that he's following is Zoe Kravitz.
Okay, I would follow Zoe Kravitz.
And he told me long before that was his, like, celebrity crush. The only girl. And everything else, like, there's women in there, but it's, like, tattooers or, you know, like, people that he knows.
Yeah.
It's not, that's something I will fucking stand on business with. That is a cliche where I'm like, if he's following IG models, IG baddies, like, left and right, I don't like that.
We don't like it.
Don't like that at all. So
we stand Mr. Annabelle, whose name will keep a mystery.
Okay.
We love Mr. Annabelle.
Mystery man, I'll tell you in
Mr. Annabelle. We're calling him Mr. Annabelle.
Mr. Annabelle.
Woo! Oh my god. Mission cocktails. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Don't get buckle fat removal. Anya Taylor-Joy, Mila Kunis, and Miley Cyrus, the three of them
ruined
their
face. It's so sad. Who convinced them to do that?
Leaving this
fucking
in. Eric,
tell anyone.
Eric, leave this in.
So don't
Eric,
tell anyone.
Eric, leave this in. Leave this in. Don't listen to her. We stand Eric. Shout out Eric.
Cheers.
Eric and Bianca, we miss you. Cut nothing out. Okay, bye, everybody.
Ciao!